She ain't quite one of us, are you, darling? You're the only family I have.
Oh, we're hardly family, are we? She's adopted only. She's one of the vaulted special people. We only took her in because back then we were running a surplus. Could afford it. Thought of her as an investment. Well, that's one that didn't quite pay out. She's the black sheep of the family. She records, but she runs at a loss, and you can't do that forever.
Someone will take over from me. Someone will take up the task. It's too important,
says you, my dear. I don't see many others queuing up for the honour.
My people would.
Your people. Your people wouldn't touch you. Your people rejected you. I'm supposed to be your people.
And I rejected you.
You see, Robert, you don't mind if I call you Robert, do you?
It's my name.
When we found out they were opening up the vault, we thought her lot would love to see her, to see their lost little darling again. You see, she told us that she was a miracle to them, all those years underground, and she was the only newborn child to them.
No, said Mabel. There were two of us. Two children lost in the dark vault. Only I wanted to be free.
So they lost her. Surely we thought they'd be rejoiced to see her again, yes? So we asked their agent, a bloke called Stephanie, to introduce her to them again, without mentioning us, of course. We didn't want them to know about us, about the Noble Guild.
This is my story, Mabel spat. Let me tell it.
Sure thing, Duck, sure thing. Over to you, Mabel.
Stephanie took me down to the station. I hadn't seen it since I'd escaped, but it was different. They were all waiting for me on the platform. They were shaped like men. Navvies working to return the tunnel to use, their own private railway line. They all looked at me. Their leader was very impressive, tall, strong in human form at least. It's not always the way. I went towards them and one of the crowd stepped towards me, but the leader put out an arm.
No, he said. She is not one of us.
But I am, I said. I'm your child.
No, you are theirs now. You are formed, you are human, you are lost to us.
I'm not, I said. Let me join you, and as one. As a test, they shrugged off their human skins and fell into formless cloud, the cloud I remembered as a child. I remember that's what we were. They were taunting me to join them, and they knew. I couldn't. I'd forgotten how. They resumed their human form and stood, watching, waiting for me to go. But, I asked, but what about my brother? Can't I even see him?
You are contaminated, they cried. You are unclean, whereas he is pure, untouched by man. He is kept below, safe.
But just to see him,
never. He is unique,
perfect, a lodestone.
I tried to persuade their handler, Stephanie, to get me in. We broke into the tunnel one night and found my brother. They keep him in a box.
They keep him alone, in the dark, in a box. I wanted to get him away, but Mabel tailed off. They found him. Caught my little angel red-handed, cast her out.
I couldn't even speak to him. He couldn't understand.
You broke their laws.
They broke my heart.
But still, for all that, I am more theirs than I will ever, ever be yours.